on the bottom of Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara. Iboy Elohu. So the Gemara says that if a person says all the Nedarim to his wife that you're going to make in the next period of time, I'm made for now, so it's Machlokas Rabbi Elezer and the Chacham whether it helps. Rabbi Elezer holds that it helps, and with a Kal Vachomer that if you can be made for Nedarim that already have an effect, you surely can be made for Nedarim before they have an effect. And the Chachamim say that there's a Hekesh, and just like you can't be Mekayim a Neder that didn't take effect yet, then Kol Shalol Bol Lechlal Hekim Lo Bol Lechlal Hefer, so you can't be made for it either. Iboy Elohu Lerbe Lezer Meichel Chalin Ubetelin Aldim Lo Chalin Klal. What does it mean? You're made for it before it happens. That means you prevent it from taking effect, or it takes effect, and then the hafara immediately obliterates it. What difference does it make either way? Where it says, going to itvis achrina bahadei nidra. Right, somebody came along and made a hatfasa on that nether, and said, just like you're osir in this thing, I'm going to be osir too. Like a nazirus. She said, a hareni nazir. And the Baal said, the Baal was made for it before she made the Nazirus. And then the Baal said, or somebody else came along and said, I'm a Nazir like you. So if it's Chal, and then it's bottle, so there's something for the Hatfasa to take effect on. If it never was Chal, then the Hatfasa is nothing. So he was, I amris Chal and have it fisusa. I amris lo Chal and lo ika mashosha. Right, and if not, it never had effect, so they can't be matvis on a nether that never took effect. See Rashi. Michel chayli, alo ubatli la'alter. Is the nether take effect, and then it's bottle? Mishum da hafara kolim lachem, because of the hafara beforehand. O dilma lo chayli klal. The hafara affects the fact that the nether can't be chal. It prevents the nether from being chal. The hafara de ovid komahani de lo chayla lo shum neder. The e it vesachrina bahade nidra. Kigon shenodra menazir. She said hareini nazira. Va'amra hareini nazira. V'shoma ish acher va'amr v'ani kemokach. I'm also going to be a nazir. So if the nether is chal and then immediately mufar, so something to take that the person's nether is chal on her nether. Right, it's only chal because it's me too. Then there's something for it to be chal on. The iamras chayle, the iamras chayle have it fisusa. The chayl nomi aidach. The itfis nomi bahadi ha nether. Then the nether of the second person is a nether because it had a place to catch on to her nether. The iamras lo chayle kamishlo nodra domi, but lo chayl nomi aidach tafispe. But if it's never chal, the hafara prevents it from being chal, since it was made before the nether was chal, so then the other person saying, and me too, doesn't help, because there's no me too. She never was a nazira, not even for a second. So mais, what's the halacha? Toshma, Om Rebbe Lezer, im hefer nedorim shebol lichlal iser, lo yofer nedorim shelo bol lichlal iser. Right? From the Lashon, the Gemara wants a medayik, that these nedorim never came bichlal iser. That means they never were usher. If he can be made for nedorim that already took place, surely it can be made for Nedarim that never will take place. That's the way the Gemara thinks it means. Shemami no lo cholin. Right? So see from here that they're not chal. Gemara says, no miktani shein boyim shlo bo ktani. Adayin lo bo. Right now, at the time that he's made for, they didn't take effect. They're not here. That doesn't mean they'll never take effect. They'll take effect and then the hafara will kick in. So it's no raya from the Mishnah, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, because it doesn't say shelo, she'enom boyim, they'll never take effect. It's just shelo bo. And now, at this point, they didn't take effect. So if I can be made for a nether that took effect already, I surely can be made for a nether that didn't yet take effect. Mashma, though, will be take effect. But if it said shelo boyim, that will never take effect, then it would be a raya. Rashi. First the Gemara wanted to say, since it said a nether that didn't take effect, mashmit doesn't take effect. Gemara says, no, miktoni shein boyin, that it never will take effect. The mashna afilu l'kshino deris, even if she'll make the nether, it won't take effect. Shelo bo'oktani, says they didn't come yet to take an effect. L'kshino deris, when she made the, when she'll make the nether, once miktoni shelo bo'oktani, mashma dadayin lo nodra. Still, it doesn't tell me that it never will take effect and then be obliterated. Maybe it does take effect and then it's obliterated. Toshma, Omer Lahen Rabbi Lezer, Umav Mokum She'ein Mefer Nidrei Atzmo Misha Nodar. Right, a person can't be made for his own nidorim after he made a nether. Right, if you made a nether already, you need a chacham to be matur. You can't do it yourself. Made for Nidriyasum Achalo Yidar, but he could be made for his own Nidorim before he makes the nether, like we had the case before. Person gets up on Rosh Hashanah and he says, any nether I'm going to make this year is bottle. So you can prevent Nidorim from taking effect by making a Tanai to begin with. So a nether that didn't take effect yet, a person can make a Tanai and prevent it from occurring. Right, but he can't be made for a nether that already took effect. Nidra ishto, mokum she made for nidra ishto mishetidor, ain't odin she offer nidra ishto achelo tidor. Right, so it's a kavachomer. A woman who he could be made for the nidorim after they take effect. Surely he should be able to be made for them before they take effect. My love, the ishto dumya delay. Then we can say, if we're making this kavachomer, it's being made for his wife's nidorim before they take effect is similar to being made for your own nidorim before they take effect. What's that mean? They never take effect. You made it tonight that they won't take effect. Not that they take effect and then they're bottled. Right? Mahu de lochailin, afishto nami de lochailin. Where it says, no, hokidis, lochidis. The kavachomer still works even if, by the woman, it's chal and then it's mufer. Masha ain't came by a person can't even do that. You can't be made for your own nidorim. You can be made for the nidra ishto. So, but you can make a tanai that the nether shouldn't be chal, and therefore it makes stands to reason that the woman that you can be made for her nidorim, you can even make for them before they're chal. But it's lav dafka that you can prevent them from happening. Okay, Rashi. She'ein mefer nidrei atzmo mishiyidor. She'ein lo the mefer nidorim liatzmo. Elim kein nisha lechochem. Dechsiv lo yachel devoro. Who ainu miyachel? He can't be made for his own nidorim. Only a chochem can be matter his nidorim. Mefer nidrei atzmo atshelo yidor. Kedishnam beperek arbo nidorim. Harot sheshelo yiskaimu nidorim. Yamu barash hashana v'yomer kol neder. Right? That the modoa that we make by hafaras nidorim. Any nether I'll make, and I won't remember this modah or a bottle from now. So you could be made for a nether, basically, you can make a tanai that then your nedarim shouldn't be chal before they happen. So, and but you can't do it after. So a woman who you could do after, surely you could do before. So it says, ha-kadisa v'ha-kadisa. Nidrei atzmo lo chai leklal. When you make a tanai, the nether is not chal at all. Ki mevat lo mi Rosh Hashanah. But it could be that the nidorim of your wife, right, they're chal when she makes it, and since you made the hafora before, they're bottle immediately. However, since she makes the nether, and he wants to be made for it, the nether is chal, and then what's it called? It's bottle. Right, no, there's a Rabbanan answered Rebbe Lezer there in the Braisa that there's a difference. A person can be Mekayim his own Nidorim before he makes them. Right, that's by making a nether. But he can't be Mekayim his wife's Nidorim till she makes it. So Mamela, what's it called? You can't be made for the Hornadorim either till she makes it. Toshma, next case. Toshma, Omrulol Rebbe Lezer. So the Chachamim said to Rebbe Lezer, we'll bring you a proof that it's possible that you can do something after but not before. Ma mikveh shel male satmei mitumasan. A mikveh of somebody's tamei, and he goes into the mikveh, becomes tar. So a mikveh can take tuma away that exists. Ein matzalat tahorim milatame. But you can't go into a mikveh and it should prevent you from becoming tame in the future. That not. So you see, it can take away something that exists, but it can't create a situation for the future. Adam she'ein malis hatmei mitumasam ein odin shel yatzel haratorim milatame. Okay, then we'll see there's a few different pshat in what this means. Adam she'ein malis hatmei mitumasam. What's it called? See the Rashi. Rashi brings on a few different pshat. Toshma. Omer lo levelezer mikveh yochiach. Uman mikveh shemalis hatmei mitumasam shatova bo olam mitumasam. Person is tamei, becomes tahor if he goes to the mikveh. Ein matzal ala tahorim milatame she'eno yochol litbo bo al menashim yiga betum lacher kach she'toylo hay tvila shlo yitame. Can't go into a mikveh when you're tahor and say that this tvila should make me, should prevent me from becoming tamei if I touch something tamei. Doesn't work. Af bal nami af al pishamal and neder ishto shenodra mi isur leheter. Same thing over here. Even though a husband can be made for the neder of of his wife that she made already, eino yochel ahatzel on dorim shasidol either. He can't prevent her from making new nedarim. You know, prevent the neder from being chal. Shehei makdim leafar. He can't be made for the neder before it starts. Just like the mikveh can't help before you become tamei. So from the Lashon, it's mashma that just like we wanted to say that the mikveh should prevent you from becoming tamei, it's mashma that they understood in Rebbe Lezer that the hafara prevents the nether from taking effect. So it never took effect. So it's a raya from here that the neder doesn't take effect, not that it takes effect, and it becomes obliterated right away. Adam she'ein malis hatame mitumaso, ein odin shlo yatzel al tahorim milatame. Hachi perusho. Same thing. Right? You have a, what's it called? Adam she'ein malis hatame mitumaso. Hachi perusho. Adam she'ein malis hatame mituma. How's the case? A person can't make something tame tahor. How's the case? Shimbola tabas tmeya, vehikia derech besarei, a person swallowed a ring that was tamei, and then he what's it called? It exited his body. Lo amar detavi kikli glolin v'talim itumasan. The ring doesn't become tahar because we say that now it should be like kli glolim that lost its chashivas. It still remains a ring that's tamei. Eino din shlo yatzul ala tahor milatamei. Surely shimbola tabas tahora, right? If he swallowed a ring that was tahor, kedei lahakia derech besarei, right? In order to pass it through his body, shelo tekabel tumah lacher kein mipnei shekiglolim she'ein metame, right? Shein matzal ala tahorim milatame kol ikar kach lo yemoel laorus kishemefer l'nidrisho shasi the leader. Same thing, right? And there you can't. Right, it's a kavachomer. If you can't be matahir a tamei that was tamei already by going passing through your body, right? Surely it's not going to prevent something from becoming tamei after it passes through your body, right? And same thing. So same thing over here. Even though the person can be made for the nether after the fact, he can't be made for the nether before the fact. Inyan acher, another pshat. Uma adam shemi ein malin es atmeya mitumasan. New case. New pshat in the Gemara. Shimbola tabas tmeya, vitova la acherkein, eino mo le tabas tvilaso. The guy swallowed a ring that was tamei, and he went to the mikveh with the ring inside of him. So he wants now the Torah to help, not only for him, but for the ring inside too. Why? The tuma balua lo mahani tvila. Because the ring is tuma balua. It's swallowed up inside of him. The mikveh can't affect it. And therefore, if he spit it out afterwards, it's tameh. Remains tameh. The mikveh didn't help for the ring because it's tuma balua. Matzalala torim shimbola tabas tahora. However, if he swallowed a ring that's tahor, the yachar tach mitma, and then he became tameh, matzalala tabas kivan de balua, he lo nitma.
So the Maisha, the ring, doesn't become Tame with him because it's also Tuma Blua. Tuma Blua can't become Tahar, right, through the body of the person because it's swallowed up in his body. And it can't become Tame inside the person either. So then the Gemara says, Mikveh. So that's by what's it called Adam. And Adam, right, can't be Malish Atmeyamitumasan. Right, Tuma Blua doesn't become Tahar if you go to the mikveh, and it surely doesn't become Tameh if it doesn't become Tameh if it was Tahar to begin with, and you became Tahar when it was inside you. So mikveh Shemalis Atmeyamitumasan. A mikveh could make something Tahar that was Tameh, unlike an Adam who can't make the ring Tahar if he goes to the mikveh when it's inside of him. Shim tavlu bo tahorin, eno din shiatzalava tahorin militame. Surely, this is Rav Elezer answering. Surely, what's it called? It could be matzil on the tahorin militame. Samara says, dafilu nago atuma lo yitamu. Right? Even if now that they touch something tame, so it should follow a kavachomer. You see, we don't make such a kavachomer. We don't make a kavachomer that if a mikveh can take away tumah, it surely can prevent tumah. There's no such thing. Same thing over here. That even though there seems to be such a kavachomer, it doesn't work. And therefore, even though the husband can be mefer the nedarim that are chal, they can't be mefer the nedarim that weren't chal. Inyan acher, another way of learning this gemara. Uma mikveh shemala, hochi perusha. Sha'al shem uma chochem shemala hakoma, shekiyim habal, shematir lo. Ain matzal al adam shem yider lo yehi neder adam shein. What's it called? The case like this. The Bach is a little bit different girsa here. Uma mikveh shemale al shem shachochem matiris haneder. Right, just like the chochem can be matir the neder, can mikveh hametiris atame. The fact that a chochem can be matir a neder is like a mikveh could take away tuma. V'hochi pirusho uma chochem shemale. V'hochi perusho. Ma chochem shemala hakoma shekiyim abal shematir lo. Right. If even the husband's mikayim the nether, a chochem can come be matir the nether. Ein matzal al adam. Still a chochem can't be matzal a person shem yider lo yehi nether. Right. That he can't prevent a nether from happening. He can obliterate even a nether that the baal was mikayim, but he doesn't have the power to prevent a nether. Adam she'enu mala hatmeim kid appreciates betabas. So then we should bring the same raya from mikveh or from Adam. When Adam who swallows a ring, right, doesn't make it tahar, but you see over there he could prevent it from becoming tame. Af baal nami she'enu yochel lahofer akamoso elin ken yishal lechacham. Right, if a baal is make him, there's no way he can get rid of it, but a chacham could be matter it. Surely he can't prevent a nether from taking effect. So all of these are similar things that the Chachamim are showing that Rav Elezer's Kavachomer is no Kavachomer. You can't make a Kavachomer that if you can do something after the fact, you surely can prevent it from happening before the fact. Because there are definitely cases where that doesn't work. You can take away tumah after the fact, but you can't prevent it from coming before the fact. That's bottom line. So you see from here, from the whole shaklavataria of these kavachomers, they all assume that you're preventing the nether from happening, just like you're preventing the tumah from coming about. So it's a raya that when Rav Elezer said that you can do it, he meant that it's not chal at all. It's not chal at all. Okay. Let me leave this for
Rashi throws something in that makes a whole difference. It's the first time I've seen it. He says, Lechali klau ki mevatel lohu mechoy shoshana.
Yeah.
That Rashi. That's the first step. So that, look, yeah, almost all, even anything in the future that I'll make another.
Yeah, you made a tonight. No, if I forget.
Took care of it already.
What?
Well, shoshana was mevatel mahataras nadorin.
Right. That's for the person himself.
So many of these questions and halakhas that we have.
Yeah.
A person makes a neder that should be chal later on.
No, but that only helps if you didn't remember that you made the modah when you made the neder. But if you remember that and you want to make the neder anyway, you mevatel the modah, and then the nedar merchal. So this only helps for nedarim that you made and you forgot that you made the modah in Rosh Hashanah when you made it.
Then you could have a first term,
but then all the cases are.
No, I'm saying it's the first time I see Rashi.
Right, yeah, okay, that's.
You do so many things with it. Right.
Why is it so obvious that you make it?
That what? I make a tznai? Yeah, because you have a right. You're basically dibur is mevatel your dibur, right? I made a tznai that in case I forget this modah, I don't want the nether to be chal.
So maybe so it's the other way around. The deeper of making the thing should be.
No, because but it's not. But it's not mevatel it because I forgot it. If I remember it.
No, if you forgot it. How do you know which deeper is mevatel which deeper?
Because this one came first. In other words,
So the last one.
No, but I'm not intending to mevatel it. I just forgot about it. Right. So. If I would have remembered it, I would have accepted it, right? I wouldn't have made the nether. Since I forgot about that modah, that's why I made the nether. If I remembered it, then I'm mevatel it. But here we say we're not mevatel it. You're just doing al das rishona. Das rishona was it? You shouldn't be chal. That's all. Yeah, no, what's it called? It's because since you didn't remember it. That modah takes this nether away. Now I can't make a nether that lechatchila I said I don't want to be chal. I said beferish. If I'll forget this modah and I'll make a nether, I don't want that nether to be chal. So I've already made that nether no nether before it started.